at the bottom, when I some other anapanasati,
yeah,
and long time my pain come,
yeah,
yeah. You know, when I do that is nasi, I will find the pain. Where is the pain?
Yeah.
But I think when I do something like the anapanasati, I just let the pain come to my heart.
That's not understanding. What you have to ask the question, what is pain? You have to go with your attention to the point of pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. And ask, where is the pain?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I do that. I mean you use the heart to look at.
Right? Yeah.
Not just go to the pain.
Just like you use the heart to look at the breath.
Yeah. Because you know, I normal time, I don't do meditation in the I walking. I always use just go in the hand. I don't use my heart sometimes. My mind lost in the body.
Where?
All normal time. When I walking, I sitting, walking, sitting, stand up. I just go to the body and
yeah.
Don't use my heart. But if I do that, I will focus on the body.
Who goes to the body?
The heart. Not the heart.
Of course.
I lost in there.
You're lost in the body.
But then you have to
use. Then you have to concentrate on the breath, you know, if you lost the breath.
Yeah, so you tell me, when I'm in the mono time, I need to come to breath to come and keep the knowing.
Yeah, and the knowing is the most important thing. Know the pain, know the body, know the inside, know everything. Yeah?
Yes. My point is, when I practiced in China,
yeah,
in Samadhi for a long time, one day, I've been knowing, I'm knowing everything, what I happen.
Yeah.
I really love to do that, so I didn't talk anybody. I just enjoy my knowing all the day. Outside the thinking, I still can know what I'm thinking. I would love that, but when I outside the temple, I talk to us, I need to talk to other body, other people.
Then you lost it.
I lost it. I lost 1 month. That's 1 month. I lost that. And then maybe 1 year, I can't find that batch.
Yeah, because you're looking for it.
Yeah, I'm looking for that.
Yeah. And you will never find it.
Yeah. So
because you're looking for it.
When I come here, you told me, you just looking quickly and yeah. Let the feeling come to your heart. Yeah. You give me that?
No. Not let the feeling come to your heart. No, with your heart. Yeah. No, with the breath goes in, the breath goes out, or puto.
I just stay in my heart and know everything. Yeah.
When with the breath, you don't stay only in your heart, you know. I mean, you have a point of attention.
Yeah?
Yeah? With the Buddha, you also have a point of attention. It's the Buddha. Yeah?
Yeah?
The heart knows the Buddha. Yeah?
Yeah,
until
yeah.
Heart and the point of concentration and the object showing. Yeah?
Yeah, because I say with the Buddha, my heart can, I can bet my heart.
Yeah, but not the heart, not the physical heart.
Yeah.
No, it is the citta.
Citta, yes, citta.
Yeah, I mean, you point to the physical heart. That's not the right thing.
But this is what's in
the... What is wrong? 是看你的那个身体的那个心，不是，就是你是看那个色，不是看名，所以你是看那个身体那个心，不对。
是的，是，yeah, you're right. I focus in the body. So I can't go back the heart, I think. I too much focus in my walking, sitting, and standing, I focus in the body. So I can go back to the knowing in my heart.
You should focus only on the Buddha or on the breath. And you will know the body.
Yeah.
Yeah, but right. You don't focus on the body.
Yeah, they are right. I think you are, I understand what you mean about me.
I don't know if you understand.
Huh? You what?
I don't know if you understand. But because what you say is very different from what I mean.
You. 我是说，就是我以前就是在生活中太过注重于这个身体的觉知了，然后导致我那个 knowing 就是一整天的觉知，它是间断的，它是没办法去到心里面的。然后我现在就是用不多不多的方法，我就好像能回去那个一觉知心的状态。You
think that if you focus so much on the body, that its awareness is cannot goes back. Like he couldn't know what he's knowing. Like he is knowing, his awareness is.
That's why I said he should focus on the breath, or he should focus on the Buddha. And then knowing comes by itself. Yeah, he should not focus on the body.
要去调节那个身体，回去呼吸还是去不走？是的，是的。然后我只是需要觉知我的心，让心来觉知身体吗？呼吸要不要？要去知道身体，要知道那个呼吸还是不走。你要你的那个，你要目的要明确，就是呼吸。你如果你决定用呼吸，你就看呼吸。你要如果要做不走，你就说。
不是，我不是说在生活里面，我只是说在生活里面，我只是需要how I can keep the knowing in the normal life.
You have to develop the knowing that by. Yeah, by focusing, you know, around the tip of your nose, not the breath goes in, no. Yeah, I mean, that is knowing. Knowing the breath goes in, knowing the breath goes out. Knowing the breath is deep, knowing the breath is shallow, knowing the breath is rough, yeah.
And then, 有时有时吗?
Not on and then. Not and then. You stay with this. Yeah.
Then,
Stay on the breath.
He's
saying that when he's like doing his chores on the day,
So
should he focus on the breath?
Of course.
I still can't do that.
Yeah, or Buddha, no matter what. If you do some activities, focus on the Buddha, yeah. But if you're good, you know, if your sati is good, focus on the breath, yeah. So from the morning on, the moment you wake up, you focus on the breath, yeah, until you go to sleep. There are no exceptions.
But I can't do that in the outside the temple, because I
no, you cannot do that outside of the temple because you're constantly distracted. You need to go here, so you need to think, where am I going, where do I get food, what kind of food do I eat, you know, and so on.
Yeah.
So you're constantly distracted. You cannot stay with the breath. The moment you think, you cannot stay with the breath.
Mm-hmm. 在你的 practice 上，你来寺庙，你还可以做到这样的。你去外面呢，这个是做不到的，就是不能 practice concentration， 因为你需要，好像你讲的嘛，他说你想嘿，你就不能够想你的呼吸了，所以没有办法的，你一定会被所谓，你一定会被 distracted 的，就是你一定会失去那个集中的。所以为什么你会？
So I can't do the knowing in the outside the temple all the day.
And what does it mean, this knowing?
Mindfulness.
Of course, you can practice it outside of the temple. Yeah? That is not the point. Yeah? Mm. But you don't have it all the time. You think you have it all the time. If you think you have it all the time, I mean, your sati is very low.
Yeah.
The moment you see you don't have it all the time, then sati slowly increases. Then you see all the moments where you don't have sati, where you don't know.
Yeah.
But as long as you think you know, I mean, your sati is very, very small. You fool yourself. So you have to practice, you know, sitting or standing or walking until the mind gets completely clear. Until there is no more thought, until there is no memory coming up. And you just know the breath goes in and breath goes out. Until the concentration drops into the heart and slowly, you know, the body disappears, yeah? And then the whole world disappears, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. This you cannot do outside. Impossible.
Yeah, impossible.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, okay. Impossible.
Outside. Here you can do it.
Yeah, so I lost.
But it's difficult.
Difficult. So
yeah, so that's why we are here. To try and try and try.
So this is why I outside the temple, I keep the body, I do the breathing, because I know the breathing is impossible.
No. The breathing is not impossible outside. But the constant. Because you see something and your mind is gone.
Yeah, if I do other thing, I can look at my body. If I do other thing, like I'm talking about other people, I look at my body.
No.
No. Breathing. Still breathing. Outside temple.
We want to know, yeah? When a thought arises, we want to know the intention before a thought even forms. You want to understand, yeah, before a thought comes, the intention, I want to feel, but the thought has not formed yet. Or you want to see, you want to understand, when you see something, what is happening? Because you see only form and color. And then, you know, I mean, then the memory tells you what it did. So how does it work? You don't know anything. That's why we have to go. I mean, this knowingness is the sati or mindfulness. Huh? Mindfulness does not know. Huh? It is a way of one thing, you know, mindful. Huh? The mind is full of one thing. Yeah, awareness is the way of everything. That is sati. That is knowing. So it knows when a thought forms. It knows when you see something. It knows what is going on. It knows how the memory tells you what it is. Yeah, And then it knows with the feeling. It knows what kind of feeling arises with this kind of memory and what kind of thought comes after that. This is something that you want to understand, not just in our mind. Yeah, general. Because this you can do outside.
Know the mind, know the memory.
know what is going on in your heart.
Yeah.
Tell him.
你不要想那么多，因为现在你就是培育定力就对了。这个knowing这个东西很难理解的，那个我这样讲，因为它会越来越深的那个理解，所以你需要慢慢一步一步来，所以现在你是用你的思考在想，行不通的，不可以的。你要他的原话是，他的原话就是跟你讲说，你看你不是要慢慢的这样，你越来越强的觉知。 你最你要知道什么是觉知的话，你要先慢慢，你要先培育这个定力，知道你的呼吸，慢慢知道你的呼吸，然后你越来越深，你的定力，你才有办法慢慢有越来越深的觉知。这觉知它是知道了，不是你用这样你的构思这样，你听他讲可以了。所以你不要想太多了，你回去培育你的定力，我觉得比较好。我看你是在一直在用思考来修行，其实它不是用思考。
I think I have to the samadhi for 3 years.
You said method.
Yeah.
Some people practice samadhi for 20 years and they don't even know what samadhi is.
But I don't know how to use the samadhi. If I in a deep samadhi, I deep, I can I just focus on one thing. I don't have to know all the things.
That's right.
Not one thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That is okay. Yeah. But you also should understand what is going on in your heart. Why do you get up from sitting meditation? What is the reason?
In China.
No, not in China. Now.
Now is I want to. Of course, I want to find this wisdom.
What?
Wisdom.
Yeah, but then you have to investigate. So, you have to know, before your arm moves out, you have to know the intention. I want to move my arm. And you have to know, why do I want to move my arm? And then you have to see, you know, what is actually moving? Yeah, what part of the brain is moving the arm? Yeah?
Yeah.
When you speak, before you speak, why do you want to speak? What do you want to say?
Reason.
What is... Yeah.
Okay.
That is exactly, yeah?
Okay. Listen.
Listen.
Why I want to...
Reason.
Oh, reason.
Reason, okay.
Okay, this is reason.
So,
yeah,
English
is
I,
is L.
Yeah.
You know, I said... My English is only one go to Thailand.
Okay, have a good trip. Yeah, and if you want to come, Kaupatsa, you know, I mean, let us know before.
Sure.
Waste too much time on about find the sun now.
Yeah. Don't waste your time, stay here.
Okay.
Me? Well, what is with you? Yeah, you can come as well, no, Sunanda, huh? Yeah? What?
Doing meditation?
Yeah? Sleeping? Yeah. You're not interested in meditation? Huh? You have to make, what do you use? Buddha or Anapanasati? Buddha. Buddha, yeah? Make it interesting, yeah? Yeah? The moment the mind gets calm, you know, it wants to sleep, yeah? So you have to catch that moment, huh? When the mind tells you, oh, it's so calm, boom, go, yeah? And you have to say, no, and then you suddenly open. So you have to find that, yeah? So before you start meditation, tell yourself, I want to know when the mind goes off, yeah? You have to speak up a little bit, so difficult to hear. What?
After coming here.
Yeah?
Yeah,
of course. all the Indians. I mean, there is no Indian who doesn't have any attachment to family and to food.
Yeah. Morning, I was
crying. Some more.
He doesn't eat anything. That's why her voice is so down and up.
Yeah. It's good that you see it, yeah? Yeah? And then ask yourself, you know, I mean, if I eat anything, what is it? What am I eating? Yeah? Huh? I mean, there is a taste, salty, bitter, you know, sweet, huh? Oily, you know, or greasy, you know, but that is the taste, yeah? No matter what kind of food you have. So stay with the taste and then it doesn't matter, yeah? And then your stomach is filled, you know, that's the whole purpose. Yeah? In the family, you know, I mean, even when you're with a family, you're not with a family. Yeah. Huh? You're alone. You have to fight your own problem, even if your husband is sitting right next to you. Huh? You have your own problem. And that's why this occasion is so good, because you can deal with your problem. Yeah. And then when you're in the family, you're much more connected. Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah,
don't forget about the family.
It seems like when you are there, you're not there.
Yes.
When you're here.
You're not here, you're there.
So it is totally.
Yeah. That is normal. Yeah? Because we are in our thoughts. That's why we use the Buddha, you know, to interrupt the thought process and memory process. Right? Okay?
Sometimes we want both. We want
family
also.
And this desire makes us dukkha. Yeah, dissatisfaction, yeah. Yeah. We are dissatisfied with this, we are dissatisfied with this, yeah. And you know, she knows it, you know, she has a family, you know. Yeah. She doesn't like what her son is doing, you know, and she doesn't like what her husband is doing, but actually she dislikes herself. Yeah. Because if you like yourself, it doesn't matter what other people are doing. Yeah. So you have to find that. Just put some more effort in your practice. Walk. Yeah? Yeah? And when you turn around, just this one path, walk. You turn around, just this one path, and with my Buddha, walk. Yeah? Yeah? And forget about all these things, yeah? Because they are in the past or they're in the future. Yeah? And we are want to stay in the present moment. Now what is happening in the present moment? Feeling, memory, thought, yeah? And body. Yeah? Okay?
When to do metta meditation? After meditation, or we can do it anytime?
You can do it anytime, yeah?
In a day, 2-3 times or?
No, I would do it only one time. Yeah. Do it in the evening or do it in the morning, whenever you feel like, or in the afternoon, yeah? Yeah. But be careful that you know that your desire is not coming in when you think about these persons. Huh? Because that is what is happening, and then we get, I want to be there, I want to be with them. Yeah? No. Nah? Huh? Develop metta, you know. Ask them to come, you know, and, you know, take the metta off your heart, yeah. And don't picture that, yeah? Especially if it is, you know, your family, yeah? Or your relatives, yeah? Picture somebody that you really don't like, yeah?
That automatically comes in mind.
Yeah, and then have, you know, wish him well. This you can always do. May he be happy, may he be, you know, free of dukkha, you know, may he be, yeah? Free of suffering, yeah, whatever, yeah? You don't have to ask, yeah. If you really have, you know, if you really have the metta, you know, I mean, it will reach, yeah. Yeah. It's just like, you know, you share the merit of your practice with your relatives or with all the people, you know, it will reach them. Yeah. It comes by mail. Yeah.
It comes by
mail. But you know, I mean. Yeah. Wherever they are, in whatever realm they are, you know, they can open the mind. Not in all the realms. In the hell realm, they cannot open them. They have to wait, you know, until they come, you know, to the post office box, you know, and then they can open it and take it, yeah. But in hell, they have no access to it. But in all other realms, they have access. They can help, yes. Yeah. But don't bother them too much. If they want to help, then they come on their own, yeah? Okay.